Reading appointed for Holy Trinity. Deny the Holy Trinity and lose your salvation, so says the Athanasian Creed. Try to understand the Holy Trinity and you lose your sanity, so says anyone who has tried. Unlike other things in our Christian life, on Trinity Sunday, we're not stuck on why, but with Nicodemus, we're stuck on how. The first how is implied in the text. The next two are explicit. Based on Jesus' answer, Nicodemus in that first paragraph is asking, how come, though you're doing so many wonderful things, I still cannot see the kingdom of God in you? To put it in terms of Trinity Sunday, Nicodemus is asking, how come I can't see the triune God in you? To put it in terms of Paul's letter to the Colossians, he's asking, how come I can't see all the fullness of the triune Godhead dwelling in you bodily? Nicodemus knows that Jesus has come from God, and even more than that, Nicodemus must confess that God is with Jesus. But notice that he doesn't reach these conclusions based on the teachings of Jesus. He says, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform these miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. Till now, the only two signs John records Jesus doing are turning water into wine and cleaning the temple. These signs show Jesus' power over nature, over men, and the authority of God. Nicodemus is forced to conclude Jesus is from God and God is with him. But as Tammy Wynette concludes, after all, he's just a man. How can Jesus be anything more than that? Nicodemus concluded. Turning water into wine and cleaning the temple, they can be explained away because you really don't see a miracle any more than we see evil spirits departing in a baptism, sins being lifted off people's shoulders during absolution, or the body and blood of Jesus visibly on that altar. You notice how Jesus is not perturbed by Nicodemus being stuck on how? Jesus answers each one of Nicodemus's how questions with words introduced with, I tell you the truth. That's the King James better translation, verily, verily. Or the New American Standards, truly, truly. This expression is used only by Jesus, and it is his most emphatic way of emphasizing something he says. Jesus tells Nick, the reason a person can't see how he can be any more than just a man is that to see more, to see the kingdom of the triune God, to see all the fullness of the Godhead dwelling bodily in Jesus, you must be born again. It doesn't amaze Jesus that Nick is stuck on how. How else could it be for someone not born again? This flushes Nicodemus out into the open, showing he is stuck on how. He responds, how can a man be born when he is old? Surely he can't enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Don't you 21st century Christians feel at home now? Nick says to Jesus, what you're saying is scientifically impossible. Yes, and it's scientifically impossible for three persons to be one being. It's scientifically impossible for all the fullness of the Godhead to dwell bodily in Jesus because the finite cannot contain the infinite. Likewise, it's impossible for water to be changed into wine by words or for one man to drive everyone out of the big temple. And it's impossible that water can do more than clean physical dirt and for words to do more than express the wish that a person would be forgiven and for bread to be body and wine to be blood. Again, though, Jesus is not perturbed that Nick won't move from how. He just gives him something to chew on. Everyone knows and can see that flesh gives birth to flesh. So why can't spirit give birth to spirit? But I can see that flesh gives birth to flesh. There's no denying what I see with my own eyes. You better hope there is, because you don't look any less a sinner than the day I met you. The dead Christians I stand beside look to my eyes stone cold dead. My eyes tell me that we are all decaying and dying day by day. If my eyes tell the whole story, then we are toast. Still, Jesus doesn't answer the burning hows Nicodemus is stuck on. He points out instead that even he doesn't go only by what he sees, but by what he hears too. In the opening paragraph, Nicodemus passed right on by what he heard from Jesus and focused on the signs that he saw. But that only got him so far. Jesus had come from God and God was with him. Then he got stuck on how. And Jesus said, well, you must be born again to see these things, which raised another how. Jesus answers this by saying you can only be born again by water and the Spirit. And then Jesus starts talking about the wind. Only in Greek, it's the same word for spirit. Bob Dylan was right. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Jesus shows Nick, who is stuck on the house of the faith, that even he goes by what he hears. There's another word for wind that Jesus is going to use in chapter 6. Here Jesus uses the same word for Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus wants both you and Nick thinking about the Holy Spirit when he speaks of the blowing wind. Though you don't see the wind, though you don't know where it comes from or where it goes, you hear it and you believe it exists. What you hear trumps what you don't see. Notice Jesus does not say you hear it sound and then you see it blow things around. No, he speaks only of hearing. At this point, Nicodemus' mind short circuits. He's where you're at when you ponder God in three persons, yet there are not three gods. He's where you're at when you ponder Jesus as true man, but all God. He's where you're at when you ponder baptismal water regenerates dead souls, absolution cleanses guilty souls, and communion is the body and blood of Jesus eaten and drank to feed souls. Nicodemus is confronted with a kingdom one can enter and see, but only by means of a spirit that he can't see, but like the wind can hear. We know Nick's circuits are blowing, because he asked, not as your insert translates, how can this one thing singular be, but how can these things, all these things plural, how can all these things be? See where Jesus points the reeling Nicodemus? He points him to what we speak, to what we testify. Oh, what's with all of the we all of a sudden? Does Jesus have a mouse in his pocket? No. The man Jesus speaks for God the Father and God the Holy Spirit too. The Trinity speaks by the mouth of the man Jesus. God has always chosen spiritual realities, eternal truths. God has always clothed spiritual realities, eternal truths, in material, temporal things that can only be recognized by words, not by sight. The tree of life and knowledge, they were only distinguished from all the other trees by God's word. The blood of a lamb painted on a door didn't look any different from its blood poured out on the ground. Baptismal water does look like simple water only, and communion does look like ordinary bread and wine. But God's word says something divinely and eternally significant is here. From talking about such lofty things as seeing and entering the kingdom and the spirit rebirthing, knit by water and word, Jesus nosedives to an earthly event. Jesus goes to the bronze serpent God commanded Moses to lift up on a pole and promised that everyone who looked at it would live, even though they had been bitten by a poisonous snake. In this event, what is heard and what is seen are joined by God for the earthly salvation of the Old Testament church. Nicodemus is stuck on how, like many people I've met over the years. How could God make the earth in 6 24-hour days? How can babies be reborn by baptism? How can bread be body and wine be blood? How can only men be pastors? How can it be that absolution forgives sins, that the dead rise, and that angels exist when I don't see them? How? And just like with the question why, people think once they've put before you a how that you can't answer to their satisfaction, well, then they've carried the day. No, they're the ones who've been carried away. To Nicodemus' final exasperated, how can these things be? Jesus points to what God said and promised about a visible serpent in the wilderness, and then goes to him being visibly crucified and the verbal promise that every single person who believes in him has eternal life. There's much going on here. Jesus equates him hanging on the cross with that serpent hanging on a pole. A serpent was the cause of the Old Testament church dying, and yet they were told to look at one to live. Sin is why you and I are dying. God took his sinless son and made him to be sin itself, so says Paul in Corinthians. And then he nailed, then he pounded, then he crucified your sin on that cross. How on earth can you ever be forgiven for that moment of doubt and pain when you denied your God, your faith, your salvation? How on earth can you ever be forgiven for sins so foul that you cannot bear to think of them even now? How can you ever be released from this guilt that comes to choke you in the night? How can a foul, decaying sinner like you, whose every thought testifies of your sins and whose every pain witnesses to your approaching death, how can you have eternal life? The triune God doesn't answer all of our hows, but he answers the ones that to be stuck on is to die on. Jesus didn't come from God as Nick thought. No, God the Father gave him. The Father gave the Son in place of you over to sin, over to death, and over to the devil. You who are so afraid of being punished, you who are so afraid of being judged for your sins that you can't forget, you who are so afraid of the death you know you deserve, and you who know you are no match for the devil, you are to see at what the Father gave the Son for. He wouldn't have given his son if he expected you, planned for you, or wanted you to pay for your own debt of sin. And Nicodemus also wasn't right when he said that God was with Jesus. No, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. The Father sent the Son to be with us under the law, keeping it in our place, and to be with us guilty of sin, to be punished in our place. The Father did not send the Son to condemn us. He didn't need to send the Son to do that. He sent the Son to save us. As often as you get stuck on the hows of what God says, return to how Father, Son, and Holy Spirit gave all, did all, give all, and do all to save you today and in eternity. Rather than be stuck on how, be struck by it. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.